From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Finance ministers meeting in London say the global economy appears to be improving, but according to their final statement, none are yet willing to drop the economic stimulus policies adopted at the peak of the global financial crisis. From London, Larry Miller reports.
In their closing communique, the G20 finance ministers say their unprecedented, decisive, and concerted action helped to stop the global economic decline and boost demand, but they remain cautious about the outlook for growth and jobs. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner insists to avoid a similar economic crisis in the future, there must be greater regulation, with banks increasing the amount they put aside to cover potential losses. He said the G20 agreed to implement such a formula by the end of next year.
Those firms that present the greatest risk of systemic crisis should be held to more demanding standards.
There's no mention in the communique about how to deal with excessive bonuses for bankers. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The top U.S. and NATO commander in Afghanistan pledged to get to the bottom of how civilians were caught in a U.S. airstrike against the Taliban. Yesterday, warplanes attacked two fuel tankers believed to be hijacked by the Taliban. NATO had said it made sure the target was clear of civilians in Kunduz province, but investigators have since heard from villagers that civilians were among scores of people killed or injured in the attack. Anti-militant operations are still underway in northwestern Pakistan, and the military says so far it's making progress. It's reporting the deaths of dozens of Taliban-affiliated militants in the Khyber Pass region, which is used to ferry supplies to NATO and U.S. forces in neighboring Afghanistan. Firefighters continue to maintain an upper hand on a wildfire that has burned for a week and a half north of Los Angeles. The blaze, that has burned more than 154,000 acres, is nearly 50% contained. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio has details.
While crews work to keep the flames from getting too close to homes, more than a dozen investigators are trying to find the arsonist who started the fire in the Angeles National Forest. Authorities have cordoned off an area of scrub and trees near a highway where it's believed the blaze was deliberately set. Officials are saying little about evidence, but have indicated some incendiary materials have been discovered. The district attorney with jurisdiction of the case says, depending on the circumstances, the culprit could face murder charges. Two firefighters assigned to the blaze were killed when their vehicle plunged off a mountain road. With moderate temperatures and high humidity in the forecast, officials expect to continue to make progress over the weekend. They predict the fire will be surrounded by the middle of the month. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Meanwhile, at last report, more than 76 homes and other structures have been destroyed by the fire. This is NPR. President Obama says he wants to make it easier for people to save for retirement during this economic downturn. In his weekly address, the president outlined measures the administration wanted to launch, including sending federal tax refunds as savings bonds. The measures do not require congressional approval. Expect to see an uptick in travel this Labor Day weekend, though it's not likely to be as busy as last year. More details from NPR's Adam Hochberg.
Typically, fewer people travel on Labor Day than on Memorial Day or July 4th, but this year the trend is expected to reverse. The AAA predicts about 12% more travelers this weekend, suggesting that Americans might be a bit more optimistic about the economy than they were in the spring and summer. There also are a lot of bargains that might have lured people to take to the roads or the skies this weekend. Genevieve Shaw Brown is a senior editor at the website Travelocity.
Despite it being busier than Memorial Day and the 4th of July, the prices are actually lower than they've been all summer. So a round-trip domestic flight is averaging $286. That's lower than it was for Memorial Day, that's lower than it was for the 4th of July, and lower for the summer overall.
Still, when compared with last Labor Day, travel is expected to be down this year. Labor Day was the last major holiday in 2008 before the October financial crisis. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.
The Chinese government has fired a Communist Party leader and a police chief in the city of Urumqi, where ethnic unrest has led to more than 200 deaths since July. The Xinhua News Agency didn't say why the officials were removed, but protesters had been calling for immediate action, alleging poor security. The government says the latest deaths occurred during protests Thursday. Five people died. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.